Ever notice how life's best stories don't happen in your living room? They happen on the open road, out on the water, or parked under the stars. At Progressive, they get that you want to focus on the experience, not worry about the what-ifs. That's why they offer quality insurance designed for your ride, whether that's a boat, RV, or motorcycle. Adventure with confidence. Visit Progressive.com and see how easy it is to protect your favorite way to get away. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in D.C. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi. Well, hello. Hi. Welcome to my podcast, Powerful Woman Rising from Narcissistic Abuse. And really, it's about relational trauma. You love that. And I want to introduce my guest today, Kat. Welcome, Kat.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad we connected.
I'm so happy to have you. I want to share with the audience right away why I connected with you.
Please.
As I scrolled back to one of your reels, it really hit me hard. And it was the reel that you said, my father, the alcoholic father, and the divorce. And how, but what you said was really why I connected with you. You said, we can't just sit and think about and be in self-pity of what happened. We have to rise and take our power back. And that is my whole message.
Yes. So it was my mom, by the way, who was an alcoholic. Yes, but my mom was an alcoholic and she did kill herself 1 year before my husband died. But yes. And I use this phrase all the time on my show, take your power back, because I think we can. And when I found you and I saw your work and I saw, oh my God, she says the same thing. I'm like, yes, we definitely have to connect and talk, because this is so powerful. And I think a lot of women don't even understand how you do that, right? And how much it changes your life.
Exactly. And how aligned and exuberant and energy you have inside when you do that. Forgive me, I said your father, but what was it about your father that you had mentioned?
Because what I mentioned was, I was on somebody's show and they asked me what was the deal breaker that finally made me leave my abusive marriage. And I said, the day my father passed away, it was 7 a.m. and my mom called me and told me my father passed away and my husband was getting drunk already by the pool in our house. And when I went to tell him, you know, my dad passed away, he started laughing and dismissed it, like, oh, whatever, you know, it's not a big deal. He wasn't a nice person. And that was the day that it clicked in my head. After 15 years of being in this abusive marriage, dealing with an alcoholic husband, I was like, you know what? This man is never going to be supportive. He's never going to be able to hug me, make me feel better because...
Oh, wow.
Because alcohol took over his life. Yeah, that was what I mentioned about my dad. Yeah.
So that day you lose your dad and then your husband chooses his drug of choice, alcohol, rather than suit up, show up, love, support in every way. And that's when it hit you. So, So Kat, this is so, well, first of all, I am so sorry you went through that.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. I am so, so the time you needed him the most. And the gift of a crisis.
Yeah. But I will say something that, I've been through hell and high water, and I know you've been through hell and high water.
Yes.
And this is the good news. We are living proof that whatever it is that you're going through life, it can be the most horrible tragedies, pain, abuse, you can rise, and we are way more resilient than we think we are. And I want the women out there listening that maybe are going through what we went through, that they see a light at the end of the tunnel, right? You just got to keep going.
so good. Right there. We are more resilient than we can imagine. So we have self-doubt. We have lack of realization, right?
Yes.
Right? Kat, you also mentioned in one of your reels that you had to start from scratch.
Yes, I have this crazy story. My husband was very rich, right? And we were married for 15 years. So we had all these homes, cars, a lot of money in the bank, la la la, you know, this really fancy life. But when he passed away, I lost everything. The courts did not enforce our will. It's a crazy long story. The people in charge of the will decided they wanted to take over the company, my assets and everything. They literally called me and told me, you know, that I was going to end up on the street homeless. It's a true story. It's a true story. So I lost my mom, I lost my husband, and I lost all my assets. I lost everything I had. I went down to my bank and my account was closed. Everything was gone. Everything was gone. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Yeah, it's a true story.
Nothing. Zero.
Nothing. I mean, I didn't have a job because my husband didn't like me to work. So he got more and more controlling during the marriage. I depended on him. What I thought I had were a lot of friends, right? Because I was always surrounded by so many people because I was so rich. I had all this. Now I know. But at the time I thought, you know, I have so many friends that come to my parties and are always around me. I'm going to go around asking for jobs and opportunities. Somebody's going to give me a chance.
Yes.
And this was the most painful part of everything that happened to me. Very sadly, it's the truth. Everybody ran away like rats. Not one person, not even my family members, like the closest people to me in my family, they disappeared. Not one person came and said, and I didn't ask people for money. I asked people for a job, for an opportunity. Everybody disappeared. I'm not kidding you. That's a true story. Yeah, I know.
Kat. Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, this is in a nutshell, right? Because obviously if you go deep into detail, you're like, holy cow. But yes, I found myself, and that's why I keep repeating the message on my social media and on my show, because I found myself jobless, penniless, broke, alone. I did not know my value, because I'm sure you agree, when you are in a very abusive relationship for a long time, it's not overnight that you remember who you are, right? It takes a long time, right? It's a journey. So at the time, I was very broken. I didn't remember that I was intelligent. I didn't remember that I was capable. I mean, I was called, I don't know if I can swear on your show, but I was called a useless piece of shit. For 15 years, you know, my husband was very abusive verbally. So I was like at the bottom of the world, you know. I was really like, what am I going to do? Yeah.
Wow. Grief.
Yeah.
Loss. Divorce. Yes. Betrayal. Abandonment.
Yes.
Penniless.
Yes.
Hopeless, probably, in that moment. Alone.
Yeah.
Shunned from family, because I do relate to that, because culturally we have to be in this box or even they will. But and so I think the thing that stings for me is when you say friends.
Yes, I think more for me, you know, more painful, because of course I lost everything material that I had built with my husband for 15 years. Obviously, I thought I was set for life, right? I'm like, okay, I'm married to this man and we build all these things together. But of course, it hurts when you see, like, well, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to eat? But knowing that I was surrounded by phonies, by people that were only interested in what I provided, was so much more painful than losing the money. Oh. Because somehow, because I was been always very resilient, right? I'm an immigrant. I'm a self-made immigrant. I put myself through college. I always did everything by myself because my parents were never very supportive of me. So I thought, you know, somehow I'm going to figure something out. But when I reached out to the people closest to me, my best friend of more than 30 years, she blocked me on the phone because she didn't want to deal with me. You know, she did not want to deal with me. And she was my best friend in this world. So that was way more painful to realize that I was so alone, that nobody really cared about me, that they just cared about what I was able to provide them. That was a really tough lesson.
Oh my God. That is, we don't know anybody until we go through a crisis.
Right? I know. But look, this is the silver lining. And you probably agree with me. When you have nothing, or like when you don't have money, you live a simple life, or you're starting over, at least now you know, at least in my case, nowadays I know that the few people I have around me, they are around me because they really care about me, because I'm not going to throw a multi-million dollar party. I don't have a fancy boat anymore. Yeah. I don't have... So that's the silver lining of everything, right? I think with everything that we go through in life, you got to take a lesson. You got to figure out, why is this happening to me? What can I learn from this? So I think that's the biggest lesson for me, was to realize that, unfortunately, it's human nature. A lot of people are around us for the wrong reasons. And, you know...
It takes years to see. So... Yeah. So, yeah. Kat, but you're telling my story.
I know. That's why I said, I wanted to listen to your show. And I'm like, wow, we have so many. And I think you and I, we have a lot of similarities. But we also represent millions of women out there that have similar stories. I am on a few Facebook groups that I just started jumping in last year, of women that are still in abusive relationships, that are still... in relationships with narcissists, and they don't know how to get out. And I think people like us that were able to survive abusive marriages, narcissistic relationships, and we found our voice, because obviously having a show gives us an audience, it's our duty as communicators to speak up, because we might be able to empower one more, two more, three more out there to believe that you can start over, you can get out of the worst, most...
Okay, honestly, I had been putting off getting new glasses for way too long. I'm always dealing with scratches, constantly cleaning them and just telling myself, they're fine, because replacing glasses always feels like such a hassle, making appointments, spending a fortune, waiting forever. That's why I was so excited to discover Zenni Optical. It's an online eyewear shop where you can get prescription glasses, sunglasses, even blue light lenses, starting at under $30. You just go to Zenni.com, choose your frames, upload your prescription, and they ship them right to your door. No appointments, no stores, no pressure. And the price difference honestly shocked me. A similar pair at a traditional eyewear store would have easily cost me around $250, but with Zenni, I paid under $30. I literally thought, why have I been waiting so long? At these prices, you don't have to overthink it. You can get a classic pair for every day, a fun pair, even sunglasses, and still spend less than what one pair would cost elsewhere. Zenni has more than 150,000 five-star reviews. And if you're nervous about buying glasses online, they even have a virtual try-on feature so you can see how the frames look on your face before you order. And once I started wearing my new pair, I just feel so good to finally have glasses I actually enjoy wearing. So if you've been putting off replacing your glasses like I was, check out Zenni.com, Zenni.com, and see why so many people are making the switch. If your glasses are overdue for a refresh, now is the time. Go to zenni.com/podcast and use code podcast15 for 15% off your first order. The styles sell out, so don't sit on it. That's zenni.com, zenni.com/podcast, promo code podcast15.
Abusive relationship, and you can find your voice again. And the phrase we both use, you can take your power back.
You can take your power back. And you know what? I'm in awe. And so I feel so much electric energy with what you're saying. It's women like you that I tend to trust more, that have gone through the ringer and have been betrayed by girlfriends, friends, family, because we know what it feels like. We know the desperation and the need of just a hug, a connection. And some of these women stay because it's familiar, because they're afraid to be alone, because they'll take the breadcrumbs rather than the whole package. Well, my inner circle, my friend Kat, has become very, it's in one hand.
Mental health is a subject that is incredibly close to my heart. A few years ago, I lost my mom. She took her own life. And then about 2.5 years ago, my brother-in-law took his own life. These experiences changed my life forever and taught me just how important it is to seek support when you're struggling. The truth is, life can be overwhelming. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, grief, relationship challenges, stress, or simply feeling stuck, reaching out for help can be one of the most important steps you take for yourself. That's why I'm so happy to be partnering with Rula, a company that helps people find quality therapists and mental health professionals who will fit your needs. Rula makes it easier for you to connect with licensed providers and supports a wide range of mental health concerns. If you've been thinking about taking the first step, if you've been thinking about talking to someone, consider doing that today. You don't have to navigate life's challenges alone. Rula's patients typically pay $15 per session when using insurance. Connect with quality therapists and mental health experts who specialize in you today at www.rula.com/cat. That's www.rula.com/cat. Remember, your mental health should not have to wait.
Same. Nowadays, when once I rebuild my, all these things that happened to me happened 6 years ago, right? So all these 6 years I've been rebuilding. My show started just as a pet project where I was venting, and it grew this massive audience. So now I know I have a huge audience worldwide. But nowadays, I am much more protective of who I trust and who is around me. Yeah, we just get stronger for sure, you know.
We get stronger in discernment, and we are very cautious of who we let in, because I would think you agree with me, because in those times that we broke down, we had to build ourselves up. So we built a relationship with ourselves that people can come and go.
Yes.
I mean, I don't have to, I'm not so attached anymore to Same. People, because I know, we know we got our own back.
Same. Yes. And I will say to all the women out there listening, especially the ones who are still in abusive relationships, still in abusive marriages, a huge part of taking our power back is learning to love your own company, learning to love yourself, understanding how strong you are, that you don't need a partner. There's a big difference, right, between wanting a partner and needing a partner. And if you learn the power you have alone, you are going to be much stronger in terms of rebuilding your life. Because like you just said, a lot of women stay in these abusive relationships because they're so afraid of being alone. And actually, being alone is a superpower. You shouldn't be afraid of that.
I know. I love being with me. I make dates with me.
Same.
I do. I make dates with me.
And Yes. I love that. Yeah.
You know, because, and in fact, I start to feel uneasy and anxious if I don't.
Yes.
Actually. Kat, tell our viewers, tell us, how did you rebuild? What was the first, second, third step you did? So we're going to go back to friends blocking, family gone, husband drunk, dad passed away. How did you rebuild? What was the steps you took? Give us the
steps. So the steps, and I always, and I repeat that on my social media and on the show a million times, because if anyone out there listening needs help, because the main reason why people stay in abusive relationships a lot of times is the financial part of it, right? Yes. Like, how am I going to support myself? And but this is true, and it always works, right? There's a bunch of steps to this, but the most important one, in a nutshell, whatever you're going through, suffer in private. I used to make this horrible mistake when I started. Like, I would go out there and I would tell everybody, like, oh my God, I am so broke. most people will smell the blood and they will take advantage of you again and again and again. So the game changer for me was when I got so tired of falling in the wrong hands, because again, it wasn't overnight, right? Remember, my husband died, I'm broke, mentally, I'm an abused woman. I was called a useless piece of shit forever. So I'm going out there and I started meeting men, people, and like, and telling them what was going on with me. And of course, they pounced. So I fell in the hands of another narcissist, of another. So I kept falling in the wrong hands over and over and getting burned and burned and burned. Finally, I'm like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. Cry in public, in private. Cry, do your pity party. But then take a shower, wash your face. And I'm saying this literally.
Wow.
Put your best outfit on, like your favorite freaking outfit, your heels, and you go out into the world like you already made it. Don't tell people what you're going through. Because once you look amazing and fabulous and the better care you take of yourself and you put a huge smile on your face, doors start opening because nobody wants to do business with somebody crying or a loser or somebody who doesn't have any money. That's how I slowly started rebuilding and finding new opportunities, because I was literally suffering in private, counting the pennies in my bank account. But I was out there walking around Beverly Hills, asking people for jobs and opportunity and everything, looking like a $1 million business owner, like I had my shit together, my Louboutins, like, and it worked, you know?
You are amazing. You are amazing. You are amazing.
Look, we are, like I always say, we are way stronger than we give ourselves credit for, you know?
But what you just said is so powerful, and it takes what it takes.
Yeah.
And I know what you're talking about. I wanted someone to rescue me until I learned to rescue myself.
Yes.
And be my own mom and my own bestie. Yes. First. Yes. Then I started to, and the truth is that took years. I was like, why do I keep getting, first it was guy narcissists, then it was girlfriends.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I showing them my authenticity, my vulnerability, and then they abandon me?
Yeah, because it's very sad, right? But it is human nature. We cannot change human nature. Most people smell blood, they smell a weakness, and they take advantage of that. Very few people are actually, if you tell everyone, I'm broke, I'm lost, I don't have any money, I don't have a job, very few people that don't even know you are going to extend a hand. They're going to either not want to be with you at all, like, oh, this girl is such a loser, or they're going to see, how can I take advantage of this person? It's very sad, but I always say it's just the way, the game of life, right? You cannot disqualify yourself. It's the game of life. So if you keep these things in private, especially in, because the tendency is in tough times, of course we want to hide under the blankets and cry, right? We just want to stay there.
Yeah.
And this is what I always say, and I even post on these Facebook groups, Women Dealing with Narcissists. On the toughest days are the days that you cannot do that. Those are the days that you gotta pull yourself together and go out there, because that's what's going to build up your resilience and your strength. You cannot stay home crying. Like you said, you cannot sit there, oh, I hope somebody comes and rescues me and takes all my problems away, because it's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. But you... Oh, wow. How I love this conversation.
Same.
We rescue ourselves.
Yes.
And then we build the resilience. And then we show only that side to the world. Because the world is, they're takers, manipulators. And it's not even just that. I think I like what you said better. Human nature. They see you wounded and they don't want to work with you. It's a narcissistic world.
Right. It is. It is. And even it, like I always say that this is another method that I use, and I've had a lot of experts on my show that think I'm crazy. I don't care, because it works for me, and I know it works for, I coach women entrepreneurs worldwide. And I always say that when we are broke, like I was completely broke. I didn't even have a resume, although I have college degrees. Remember, I didn't work for 15 years, right? So if you go out there and you ask people for a job, whatever, like, oh, I am broke, I'm so alone, I don't have money in the bank, nah. They're not going to give you a chance. They're like, I don't want to deal with you. What they think, either you're a drug addict or it's your fault, or you're, you know, they don't believe what you're telling them. They think it's your fault that your life is such a mess.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. You're right.
They're not going to feel sorry for you. They're like, oh, poor little Catherine. Okay, come here. You know, let me pay you $150,000 a year. That's not how the world works. So you need to show up. I always use this phrase, like you are already rich. And I'm not talking about the bank account. You have to be rich in everything else you have, like rich in the way you look, rich in your smiles, rich in your energy. You have to be rich in everything else that you can possibly think of, because that's how people are going to look at you and give you opportunities.
Yeah, they want someone that's whole, not someone
coming
lacking in one way or another.
Yeah, exactly.
They want someone that's whole.
Yeah.
But being hot mess all day or whenever at home, eat the cake, cry on the floor like a child, like a baby.
Yeah.
Like in fetal position, which I have. Because
same. It hurts. Oh my God. Yeah. Look, crying is fine. I'm not saying... We are far from perfect, right? I mean, of course we have feelings. It's very painful. I don't even know how many times I've cried. Obviously, I was mourning the two closest people to me. My mom died. My husband died a year late. My mom killed herself. My mom was an alcoholic. Yeah. Remember I told you at the beginning? My mom was an alcoholic. She killed herself 1 year before my husband died. So I was going through hell. Of course I was crying. But I remember, like it was yesterday, the day my best friend of 30 years blocked me. It was a few days before Thanksgiving, and I was standing on the street, staying in this tiny Airbnb, wondering, you know, how am I going to survive? And I went back into the Airbnb, and I cried for hours. I just cried and cried and cried. But then, remember the rule, wash your face, put on your best makeup, or whatever. Each woman has something, right? What makes you feel amazing? Like, every woman has something, right? I don't know. For some women, it's makeup. For some women, it's an outfit. For some women, it's heels. Just put something on that makes you feel amazing and go out there again, you know?
Oh my God, I love this. I love where this is going. I love this because it's the truth no one talks about.
Yes. I think it is the truth that very few people, because that's one thing too, right? A lot of people don't want anybody to know about their pain. A lot of people go out in the world like, oh, my life is perfect. In my case, when I started my show 5.5 years ago, I decided I was going to be 1,000,000% honest and raw and truthful, because I think when we put our truth out there, and I know you did the same on yours because you talk a lot about your horrible things that you went through. I think when we are very truthful with our audience, we take our power back by speaking up, but hopefully we give someone else the power to say, like, wow, you know, if this chick went through all of these things and now she's living the life of her dreams, I can do it too.
Yes. And that's, we give it and then we get it back. It's this magical, beautiful thing. It's this magical, beautiful thing. So this is so you were walking in the streets of Beverly Hills.
Yes, true story.
Looking at your picture behind you, especially the one, I mean, I love them all, like in that black dress, and the one that's, you were walking around going,
yes.
Hey, what were you saying? You're pulling people off the street?
I'm not pulling people off the street, but you know, even if you work from home, right? A lot of women say, I work from home. So I understand you don't have to live in Beverly Hills. Whatever you live, right? Any city in the world, figure out what are the nicest places in your town where successful people are.
Yes.
And this is what I call the upgrade method, because a lot of people, when they're broke, they're like, oh, let's go eat a McDonald's. Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. Let's go to Olive Garden. You're not going to find anybody in these places that are going to give you a chance. You need to do the opposite, the upgrade, like find the nicest five-star hotel, sit at a bar, buy a coffee there, buy an iced tea, bring your computer, walk around the high-end businesses in your area. And I don't know what your skill is. In my case, I'm really good doing social media, branding, marketing, PR. So I started walking down the street and going inside the businesses like, oh my God, I saw your Instagram. I'm really good at it.
Okay, honestly, I had been putting off getting new glasses for way too long. I'm always dealing with scratches, constantly cleaning them and just telling myself, they're fine, because replacing glasses always feels like such a hassle, making appointments, spending a fortune, waiting forever. That's why I was so excited to discover Zenni Optical. It's an online eyewear shop where you can get prescription glasses, sunglasses, even blue light lenses, starting at under $30. You just go to Zenni.com, choose your frames, upload your prescription, and they ship them right to your door. No appointments, no stores, no pressure. And the price difference honestly shocked me. A similar pair at a traditional eyewear store would have easily cost me around $250, but with Zenni, I paid under $30. I literally thought, why have I been waiting so long? At these prices, you don't have to overthink it. You can get a classic pair for every day, a fun pair, even sunglasses, and still spend less than what one pair would cost elsewhere. Zenni has more than 150,000 five-star reviews. And if you're nervous about buying glasses online, they even have a virtual try-on feature so you can see how the frames look on your face before you order. And once I started wearing my new pair, I just feel so good to finally have glasses I actually enjoy wearing. So if you've been putting off replacing your glasses like I was, check out Zenni.com, Zenni.com, and see why so many people are making the switch. If your glasses are overdue for a refresh, now is the time. Go to zenni.com/podcast and use code podcast15 for 15% off your first order. The styles sell out, so don't sit on it. That's zenni.com, zenni.com/podcast, promo code podcast15.
Do you need an Instagram social media manager? Can I help you? You know, wow. I just started offering my services. And again, I would go to events. There are a lot of events that are free. For example, every Chamber of Commerce, right, has women. So I would go to events. And again, one little door opens another and another. And if you do a great job, if you look amazing, if you're grateful, if you smile, people start liking you and they recommend you and it's word of mouth. But you got to put yourself out there. But remember, the key is... Oh, my, sorry, my dog came here. They woke up from the nap. The key is, remember, upgrade. If you're miserable, don't go put yourself like in the shittiest areas, in the suburb, eat junk, because nobody in these places is going to make your life better. You want to be, I do that to this day. I always go want to be in places where people are way richer than me, more successful than me, happier than me. You know, I want to learn from them.
Yes. So
that's key. That's really, really key when you want to rebuild.
You're so right. And it's right? Same with me. That's why we moved back to Orange County. But because we lived in Arizona, I was like, I can't do rodeo. I like leather, snake print, gold, you know. But it's so true. We get inspired. We transform in the presence of others and their exuberance and their success and so on. I was thinking about even doing some posts on social media about, we're done talking about the narc. We're done. Like we're done. If you've left, okay, not if you're still in it, but if you have left, it's time to stop calling your girlfriends and talking about what he did, didn't do. Left. It's been a year, 2 years. We're done. What are you going to, because you're still giving them the power.
Yes. I love that.
Right. They're still in your life. If you're still ruminating and thinking and addicted to hate and anger.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings by $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
And it's so important that you said that, because taking the power back involves a lot of things, as we've been talking. And one of the things is exactly what you just said. Stop talking about the person. Shift the energy back to you. Like you said, you date yourself. I think every woman on the planet should do that. That's a fantastic idea. Like, buy yourself flowers, buy yourself a makeup, or make yourself your favorite meal, whatever it is.
Yes.
But you stop giving that person power over you, especially after you left. I completely agree with you. Like, it's done, it's over. Now you got to shift that energy into you and your projects and your goals and your future. Yeah.
And be stronger afterward. I mean, we're not saying, by the way, to our audience, don't cry and puke.
No.
Purge them out of your system. But do that. But then after that, don't go and re-traumatize yourself.
Yes.
Keep talking about what they did. I can't believe it. You know, and some girlfriends will bond with you just on hate. Bond
yes.
with you on just anger. I don't want that kind of girlfriend.
No, me neither.
About,
yeah.
What are you wearing? Look at that picture. I think I'm going to, maybe that dress would look good on me. You know, connect with
yes.
healthy energy, exuberance, excitement.
Yes.
For this life, we don't know how long we're on here. So tell us, Kat, you all by yourself. You did this all by yourself.
Yes.
Literally.
I wish, and by the way, I wish I could say it was different. I wish I could say I had a support system. This person helped me. That person helped me. However, in my case, unfortunately, I didn't. If someone out there has a support system, fantastic. But don't wait for a support system to build the life of your dreams. We have to be our biggest fans. You have to be your biggest supporter. If you have a mom, if you have a sister, if you have someone that supports you, yeah, that's fantastic. But in case you don't, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it falls on us, right? At the end of the day, whatever your dream is, whatever you want to accomplish in your life, you're the only one that lives with yourself. So you have to believe in yourself even when nobody else does. So for me, I was like, you know what? I love life. I don't want to end up like my mom. I don't want to end up like my husband.
Yeah.
I don't want to,
yeah.
you know. So I decided it was sink or swim. I was like, you know what? I'm going to swim. I don't know how this is going to be, but I'm just going to go for it, you know? So, yeah, you just got to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. You have to. I don't care how many times you look in the mirror and repeat it. I'm not sure which mantra works, but you have to believe in yourself.
Yeah. And then when you do, watch out.
Exactly.
Watch out.
Watch out, because people start believing, right? If you show up in a room with authority, whatever it is that you do, if you say, hi, I help women get over narcissistic abuse and I don't know. Whatever it is that you do, when you show up in a room with authority, people start listening to you. So don't
exactly.
show up in a room like a victim. Don't, even if you are, it doesn't matter. The world doesn't care.
yeah. You're right.
Right?
You will push, you will sabotage opportunities showing up as a victim.
Yeah, and also, that's another thing. I don't know if you agree with me or not. Because I'm not an expert, but I think a big part of taking our power back is deciding we are not a victim. So, because a lot of women that have been abused, they say, I'm a victim of abuse. I'm a victim of a narcissist. Even you told the story on your show that you actually been physically hurt. You were, he broke the bottle of beer on your face.
Oh, you did your homework.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yes.
I've had instances. Yes. I was physically abused as well. But I don't use this word in my life, victim, because I don't think I'm a victim. I don't want to be a victim. And I think that's very empowering as well.
Yeah, I feel the energy. I feel the strength coming off of you into me. And that is beautiful.
Right.
That, exactly. I'm not a victim. I'm not. And I'm not. And in fact, I'm more interested in who I've become because of that. Like the Phoenix, because of the Phoenix rising, I'm more interested. And because also it doesn't serve us or the world to keep connecting to that. Like I will share, I had a beer bottle broken in my face at 30 years old and everybody ran from me, just like you.
Yeah, but isn't that interesting? Because many times, and it's sad, when we are, in my case, saying I was being abused for 15 years, but because my husband was so successful and so rich, the few times I try to tell people what was going on, either they didn't believe me or they dismissed it. Even my mom, they would be like, oh, whatever, you know, don't rock the boat. Don't, yeah, because they, people blame us. Like you said, you got a beer smashed in your face and people are thinking somehow, oh, it's her fault. It's her fault. No matter what happens, many times people point the finger at the woman. So we feel, at least in my case, I don't know if you feel the same. We feel a lot of shame about it. It yes. took me years to learn how to speak up without shame.
Oh my God, you're so right. The police, the hospital, my parents, they were like looking at me. How did I make their life worse with this issue?
Right? Yeah. How did you let this happen to you? Like it's your fault.
Like it's your fault. And it was like, I have no one. No. And they want to manage the reactivity of your abuse. They mm-hmm. see you as crazy. They won't listen to you.
Oh,
when
yeah.
You are panicking and from a situation that most people should be panicking from and reacting from, but they look at your reactivity like you're crazy.
Oh, absolutely. And you start feeling, I remember I used to question myself, is this okay? Is this okay to be called all these names that he does? Is it okay that he kicks me with a steel toe boot? I don't know if you guys know what a steel toe boot is.
Yes.
People that hike in the mountains and fish, they have these boots and they have this massive steel toe to protect yes. them in the woods. He yes. used to literally kick me with that boot. And one time I almost broke my leg because, you know, the kick is so strong, you know. But at the time I was like, I was questioning me. Did I do something to deserve this? Is it my fault? You know, so I want to say to anybody, if anybody out there is listening to us, if you are going through abuse, it's never, ever, 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 ever your fault. Ever. Even if you curse, if you burn the dinner, yeah. if you get, yeah. it's never, ever your fault. And the sooner you get out, the sooner you start rebuilding. Right?
And yes, and I want to, and you're right. I want to add to Kat, what Kat just said is it's not your fault, but damn it, it's your responsibility to pull yourself out.
Yeah. I love that you said that. Thank you. Because I did not feel it was, I felt so guilty living for so long, like so many women, but you are right. Our well-being is our responsibility. You are so right.
It's not our fault, but it's our responsibility.
Yeah.
100%, 100%, 100%. Kat, so what does a day look like for you? What does an average day look like for you?
Oh my God. My life is crazy, but I love it because I'm in such a great, nowadays, right? I'm in such a fabulous place. The show became this massive show. We are one of the top dating, relationships, and empowerment shows in the USA charts. So I start around 5 a.m. because I have dogs and I love waking up really early with my dogs. We are super active. I think that's a huge part of mental wellness.
Yeah,
it really helped me. It really helped me.
Yes.
I rescued the dog when all this crap was going down and he rescued me because we're out the door, we move. And then I start my work, you know, any given day we record episodes, we record ads, we do tons and tons of social media. I coach women worldwide. I have clients worldwide on empowerment, how to build a business, how to be a successful entrepreneur, how to make money on your social media, how you can start over from scratch. So I'm always crazy busy with that. So there's a lot of going on. I decided when I lost everything that I was going to pursue all my passions. I'm like, yes. you know, if I'm broke, yes. I might as well do everything that I love that I wasn't allowed to do during my marriage. So I think that's a really good starting point for anyone out there. If you're trying to start your life over, just pursue what you love. And you will very likely find a lot of success if you're doing something you love.
Oh, so good. That's so good. It's so true. Don't.
Yeah.
You were in an abusive relationship and abandoned and betrayed by toxic girlfriends and lover and whoever. Don't be or do something that you think they would approve. Do something you love.
Yes, yes. And listen, we are so close to each other. Next time I invite you, come over to Beverly Hills and we'll we'll do a follow-up episode here in the studio.
I would love to.
Yes. Because I want to talk more about your story and because I have to say, I know how hard it is to talk about things we went through. And I was very touched when you talk about your drug abuse, everything you went through as a child, because it's very hard to speak up. But at the same time, it's so beautiful because I know a lot of women out there can relate and hopefully get inspired by our stories and know that they can also start over and find peace and happiness.
Absolutely they can. I mean, yeah, having high trauma background, I use it as my superpower now. I didn't go insane. I'm not in prison for murdering my abuser. And I didn't end up, you know, I'm sober 24 years. So
congratulations. That's it. 24 years.
4 years. Nothing. Not one.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations. That's incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been sober since I was 30. Wow. And I'm 54 now. So, you know, it's a good life. And it's my superpower. I love being sober. I love not drinking. But we absolutely.
Same. Yeah, same.
You're sober too?
I'm 99.9%. Every once in a blue moon, like if it's a fabulous meal in Paris, because I'm half French, I might have that glass of wine with that meal. But it's getting more and more rare because nowadays it doesn't suit my lifestyle. And, you know, like I said, my mom was an alcoholic. I ended up marrying an alcoholic. I didn't understand the seriousness of being an alcoholic. So I don't want that around my life. I don't even want to date anybody who's a heavy drinker. To me, that's a major deal breaker. I don't want to be around a heavy drinker.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, it's already making me uncomfortable that you don't trust who you are and you have to medicate.
Yeah, exactly. So same. I don't want that at all.
Girlfriends, anybody. I don't. Yeah. Or smoking.
Because no. Nowadays, it's for me, it's like water, tea, long walks.
Long walks. Dogs.
Stuff like that. Dogs. My dogs are so funny. They take a nap while I'm working and then they get restless. It's almost like they know the clock. He's right here. If you guys are watching the video episode, he's like licking me, like, let's go,
Mike. Let's go. Mine are sleeping right by me.
Oh my god.
Oh, cat. Oh,
thank you for doing this. And so let's say this is part one and of this episode, and we're gonna do part two soon. Deal?
I love it. Yes, we're only an hour away from each other.
Yeah, so let's plan off camera. And guys, if you're going through something similar that the two of us have been through, get out. Get out, get help, send a message. We will guide you in any way we can, because we are proof that you can build a new life.
Absolutely, you can. And nothing is more delicious, empowering, energetic when you don't go after revenge or hate. Instead, you build yourself.
Amen.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kat.
I'll talk to you again very soon. Guys, be safe out there.
Okay.
New England summers don't exactly ease you in. 1 minute the windows are open, the next your apartment feels unbearable. Well, meet Windmill Air. Windmill window ACs are sleek, they're quiet, and cool your space fast without the bulky eyesore. Rated the number one easiest AC to install, Windmill lets you adjust temperatures right from your phone and, unlike traditional units, cools your room more evenly like central air. Shop Windmill online at windmillair.com or pick up an AC at your nearest Target or Home Depot. Windmill, modern air care your room deserves.